It's 74 degrees on Friends Plaza at 850 in time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA shared its export sales data for the week ending July 19th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 28.2. Next year, 0.1. Corn this year, 26.4. Next year, 19.6. Soybeans this year, 6.7. Next year, 6.1. Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady, with an occasional call for gains of 50 cents per hundredweight. Terminals are called mostly steady to a dollar higher, with top prices from $44 to $50.50. Peoria is called steady today, with a top price of $44. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, July 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,860. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.50 to $67.57. The weighted average was $64.64. A loss of 10 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.91 to $55, and the weighted average was $52.30. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,497. The base price range was $63 to $72. The weighted average, $67.87, a gain of 4 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $47.19 to $54.25, and the weighted average was $65.22. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And across the Corn Belt, at least parts of the Corn Belt, we had rain overnight, Mike.
Well, Dave, there was some rain in the Corn Belt, mainly across the northern portions of Illinois and Indiana. And more showers and thunderstorms are expected today across that basically the same stretch, moving a little towards southern Illinois as we get into the afternoon. And then towards the Tennessee Valley over the start of the weekend. But following that, it looks like we are in for some dry weather, and conditions will be very pleasant over the weekend for the eastern Corn Belt, starting to warm up towards next week. The rain that will linger today and early tomorrow in the lower portions of the Midwest will be the conclusion of a period of at least a week or so of precipitation for the Corn Belt. And then it looks like we are going into a week, maybe more, of dry conditions. Totally dry weather not expected in all areas. There will be a chance generally in the Great Lakes once again for some scattered showers. And I still have to wonder what the high levels of moisture across northern Texas and Oklahoma do for any weather systems that move into the Mid-Tennessee Valley. I'm under the impression that it's going to add a little bit more moisture and bring some more scattered showers to the southeastern U.S. and maybe impacting the southern portion of the Corn Belt generally off to the east. Crop conditions will stay favorable over the coming week after the recent rains fell across the Midwest. The exception would be in the northwestern Corn Belt, where they have not only seen very little rain, but while we have had temperatures that have occasionally gotten a little bit above average, they have been extremely warm, and more hot, dry weather will continue there for the next few days. It does look like things will start to maybe break down across the upper Midwest towards the middle of next week with the weather system that the computer models are putting on the map for coming off the Pacific Northwest and the southern prairies of Canada into the upper Midwest. But again, that probably will not generate a lot of precipitation, and until then, conditions will not be favorable as hot, dry weather will persist there. And again, for the Delta in the southeast, showers and thunderstorms bringing rain to all of the areas today through Sunday. Some improvement in the soil moisture expected in southern areas. The southeast net drying is likely for the next couple weeks, while the Delta will see net drying beginning on Sunday. Even with the net drying, crop stress should not be very widespread. The driest areas in that region, North Carolina, Virginia, and a few delta locations will see significant stress on summer crops. Outside of that, in the west, showers will continue to spread further inland across the northwest, providing highly beneficial moisture for the spring-sown small grains there. Cooler weather in the Pacific coastal areas will contrast with the continuation of hot and dry conditions across the remainder of the west. Dozens of wildfires burning from the Great Basin into the northwest, and again, across the plains, dry weather will prevail except for a few areas of showers and thunderstorms. In the central portion of the region, the northern high plains will see hot, dry conditions remaining a concern with respect to the heading to filling of the spring wheat. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 6.06 unchanged, last trade up 5.25. December 6.20 down a half, last trade up 4.5. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 6.24 1/4 down 3/4, last trade up 8.25. December 6.40 down 2.5, last trade up 4. March 6.44 down 3, last trade up 2.5. September corn opened at 3.27 1/2, up 1/2, last trade down 3.25. December 3.42 1/2, unchanged, last trade down 3.5. March 3.58 up 1/2, last trade down 3.25. May 3.69 up 3/4, last trade down 3.25. July 3.77 1/2, down 1/4, last trade down 2.75. August beans opened at 8.52 1/2, up 1.25, last trade down 11.75. September 8.60 1/2, up 1/2, last trade down 10. November 8.77 up 3/4, 8.77 3/4, yes, up 1.25, last trade down 11.75. March 9.07 up 3.75, last trade down 13.75. August soybean meal opened at 2.26.70 up 10, last trade down 3.10. August soybean oil opened at 37.61, up 11, last trade down 17. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales out this morning, as they usually are on Thursday mornings. Pretty good numbers, but you have to wonder if the trade's paying any attention.
I think the trade's completely tuned into weather, and that's just the way it's going to be here for the next 3 or 4 weeks again. Corn export bookings, however, did come in at 46 million bushel. That's really outstanding considering the high end of the trade guesses was just over 40. Moving averages are still giving sell signals. There's concern that we'll go back into a hot, dry weather pattern down the road, but that means that this corn's already gotten through pollination and in relatively good order, and we'll probably continue to see some pressure on the market. That's the technical signals. At the outset today, however, I think the corn could be up 1.5 cents to down about 1 cent. We'll be choppy.
Looks like Minnesota missed out on rains overnight. However, how supportive is that?
Minnesota did miss out on those rains. It looked like the cold front just came through too quickly and the rains went south. There are areas that have been dry and will remain dry in here. Minnesota had been really looking good early and well ahead of normal crop development, so not getting rain in here is a big problem. Really big problem south of the Twin Cities, which is a heavy production area in corn.
And soybean exports coming in the combined at 12.8.
Yeah, it came in 12 million bushel, a little bit better than what the trade thought. We're still going to see pressure on this bean market, though. Sell-off last night came awfully easily. We'll probably be down somewhere between 12 and 8 cents at the outset. Even a return to hot, dry weather be a little more hurtful on the beans, the technicals say sell.
Last week we had a stellar number for export sales in the wheat, and the follow-up isn't that bad.
No, it's really pretty good. Actually, we had some new crop wheat booked, too, for export. Came in just a little bit over 28 million bushel. High trade estimate was at 29.4. I think we'll continue to see some more upside here in the wheat, up 6 to a penny or so at the outset.
Interesting diamond formation on the wheat charts, and looks like yesterday and overnight we broke to the upside out of that diamond.
Yeah, we did, and there's still an awful lot of talk that this looks like previous years when we've had consolidation during the month of July and then an upside breakout in August, so we might be getting that just a little early.
Turn your attention to the Merck.
At the Merck, the cattle market will be mixed, down a dime to up 40 cents, something like that. Disappointing wholesale trade in here. Hogs probably be higher, 20 to 50 cents higher, something like that. New contract highs made in all but the front months of the hogs yesterday, so we'll continue to see some technical buying.
Thank you for your time, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView, she is in Morton, Illinois. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853. Tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.